From Jakarta, here is the Voice of Indonesia with English program. Presenting news, information, and entertainment from Indonesia. You can listen our broadcast and online streaming voanews.id.
Listener, how are you today? It is nice to meet you again with me, Putri, to accompany you in 60 minutes ahead. In today's edition, we would like to present some information, started from news, commentary, and so forth. Also, we'll play some songs. Well, listener, I will begin with news. Stay with us, Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world, at frequency 3325 kHz and www.voanews.id.
Here is the news, first the headlines. Minister Luhut Panjaitan said Nusantara development attracts foreign investment. Minister Muhajir Effendi said government to immediately erase PPKM regulation. I'm Nukuk Samawati, now the news in details. Let's begin with the national news. Coordinating Minister for Maritime Affairs and Investment Luhut Binsar Panjaitan claimed that new capital city IKN Nusantara Development has attracted foreign investors, including those from Saudi Arabia and the United Arab Emirates. He said in a statement on Sunday that the new capital city will be developed as a modern city. The relocation of government offices from Jakarta to IKN Nusantara in North Penajam Pasar District and Kutai Kartanegara District, East Kalimantan, is expected to be completed in the second quarter of 2024. Coordinating Minister for Human Development and Culture, Muhajir Effendi, said that the government has a great opportunity to erase the public activity restrictions or PPKM as soon as possible. He told Antara in Jakarta on Sunday that one of the indicators of transition to endemic was President Joko Widodo's decision to drop the mask rule by allowing people to take off masks in open spaces with good air circulation and consideration of safe distances. In addition, the government also began to abolish the travel bubble policy at the meeting of the 7th session of the Global Platform 2022 GPDRR in Bali on May 23 to 28, 2022. Indonesia is hosting a series of meetings of the 7th session of the Global Platform for Disaster Risk Reductions GP2022, which is held in Bali on May 23 to 28, 2022. The event is hosted by the Government of Indonesia and convened by the United Nations Office for Disaster Risk Reductions, UNDRR. The Global Platform for Disaster Risk Reductions, GPDRR, is the premier global forum for discussing the Sendai Framework for Disaster Risk Reduction. The framework, which has been ratified by 187 countries, aims to serve as a global reference for reducing disaster risk around the world in the future. Let's move on to the international news. Russia's war in Ukraine has pushed the number of forcibly displaced people around the world above 100 million for the first time ever. The United Nations said Monday. UNHCR in the UN Refugee Agency said the number of forcibly displaced people rose towards 90 million by the end of 2021, spurred by violence in Ethiopia, Burkina Faso, Myanmar, Nigeria, Afghanistan, and the Democratic Republic of Congo. Australia's Labour Party leader Anthony Albanese was sworn in as the country's 31st Prime Minister on Monday, promising a journey of change as he vowed to tackle climate change, rising living costs, and inequality. Labour returns to power after 9 years in opposition as a wave of unprecedented support for the Greens and climate-focused independents, mostly women, help end nearly a decade of rules by the conservative coalitions in Saturday's general election. The death toll from powerful thunderstorms in Canada's two most populous provinces this weekend rose to at least 8, authorities said on Sunday, as emergency crews continued a massive cleanup to restore power to half a million people. The storms, which lasted more than 2 hours Saturday afternoon and packed the power of tornado, left a trail of destruction in parts of Ontario and Quebec. South Korea's daily new COVID-19 infections dropped to below 10,000 for the first time in nearly 4 months on Monday, as the highly contagious Omicron variant recedes despite eased pandemic restriction. The figure of more than 9,000 is the lowest since South Korea has reported about 8,500 cases in late January, according to the Korea Disease Control and Prevention Agency. Listener, now let's move on to Diplomatic Corner on Rumah Indonesia opens in Paris.
Today's Diplomatic Corner highlights, Rumah Indonesia opens in Paris. After 3 months of total renovations, Rumah Indonesia or La Maison de l'Indonésie or LMDI in Paris, France, was officially opened on Wednesday on May 18, 2022, featuring coffee shop, Indonesian shop, galleries, or archipelago-themed exhibitions. This is the LMDI statement issued last Saturday. After 2 years of being established and promoting Indonesian products amid the pandemic at various exhibitions in France, Rumah Indonesia finally has its own permanent building to be able to maximally carry out promotional activities for Indonesian products. The building is decorated with Indonesian nuances, which are done directly by talented artists from Indonesia who live in France. There is a coffee map of archipelago carved on wood that show the coffee producing areas in Indonesia. There are also 3 large Indonesian birds made of wood and 2 meters mural on the wall, which is colorfully display showing Indonesian culture, traditions, flora, and also fauna. At Rumah Indonesia, Indonesian coffee beans will be sold in wholesale from and without waste, and visitors can pick up their own. There is also a display case for Indonesian MSMEs products from spices, herbs, natural flowers, coconut soy sauce, Indonesian chocolate, moringa, Indonesian tea, and many more. At Rumah Indonesia, there is also a Visit Corner or Visit Indonesia Tourism Office. There are brochures and maps of Indonesian tourism areas made by the Ministry of Tourism and Creative Economy. Rumah Indonesia will also hold activities such as workshops, arts, photo exhibitions, small supermarkets, and other programs to promote tourism and Indonesian products in France. That's Diplomatic Corners.
Well, listener, that was the news. I'm Nuka Kusumawati, Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
We begin today in history with the event on May 23, 1906, when the Wright brothers received an airplane patent. The Wright brothers, or Bill Wright and Wilbur Wright, were the creators of the first airplane designed to use an engine. Exactly on May 23, 1906, they got the United States patent for their flying machine, namely any machine or vehicle which is capable of flying in the atmospheres. Let's move to the event on May 23rd about World Turtle and Tortoise Day. World Turtle and Tortoise Day is commemorated every 23rd May. The World Turtle and Tortoise Day was first initiated by the non-governmental organization American Tortoise Rescue in 1990 and was first commemorated in 2000. This commemoration aims to draw the world's attention to the existence of turtles and tortoises, to improve knowledge and to respect their existence. This commemoration encourages all parties around the world to help turtles and tortoises that are threatened with extinction to survive and breed. We end today in history with the event on May 23, 2015, when the world mathematician John Forbes Nash Jr. passed away. John Forbes Nash Jr. is an American mathematician. His work in game theory, differential geometry, and partial differential equation have paved the way for scientists to study the factors that govern probability and events in everyday life. His theories are used in economics, computers, evolutionary biology, artificial intelligence, accounting, politics, and in the military. Towards the end of his life, he served as a senior research mathematician at Princeton University in USA. He was also awarded the Nobel Prize in Economics along with the game theorists Reinhard Selden and John Harsanyi. In 1994, in 2015, he was awarded the Abel Prize along with Louis Nirenberg for his research on nonlinear partial differential equations. John Forbes Nash passed away on 23rd May 2015. That's Today in History.
berbeda kita bersama seperti pertama.
Listen to Voice of Indonesia, the next segment that will present is My Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
The Indonesian Ministry of Maritime Affairs and Fisheries, through the Directorate General of Marine Spatial Management, collaborates with the Norwegian Agency for Development Cooperation, or NORAD, in the Ocean for Development Program. The signing of cooperation in the form of a technical agreement was carried out by both parties in Oslo, Norway, on Thursday. Director General of Marine Spatial Management of Indonesian Ministry of Maritime Affairs and Fisheries, Victor Gustav Mandopo, in a press release on Thursday said, Indonesia and Norway are member of high-level panel for a sustainable ocean economy, which was formed based on the agreement of 14 heads of states and heads of governments. Thus, the collaboration also realizes the achievement of the targets agreed by the panel, namely the development of the marine resource balance. He further explained that the technical agreement in the Ocean for Development is planned to last for 5 years from 2022 to 2028 and is focused on technical support, including the preparation of the marine resource balance, marine spatial planning and conservation area management and knowledge management. The Norwegian government will allocate budget support amounting to 40 million krone or around 60 billion rupees during the implementation period of the technical agreement. Ambassador of the Republic of Indonesia to the Kingdom of Norway and Republic of Iceland, Todung Mulya Lubis, welcomed the agreement reached by Indonesia and Norway regarding the Ocean for Development program. This collaboration is expected to encourage and accelerate the development of Indonesia-Norway cooperation in various fields to increase the economic recovery of the two countries after the COVID-19. On the same occasion, Director of NORAD, Bart Vegar-Sohl, said that this collaboration is the manifestation of the commitment of the two high-level panel for a sustainable ocean economy member countries to manage the sea continuously.
Indonesia will soon have a new capital city, Nusantara, Indonesia. It's located in the heart of Kalimantan, the center of the archipelago, from Sabang to Merauke, from Miangas to Rote. New smart metropolis is the concept. The new capital city, Nusantara, a global city for all.
Berawal dari tatap, indah senyummu memikat, memikat hatiku yang hampa lara. Senyum membawa tawa, tawa membawa cerita, cerita kasih indah tentang kita. Terkadang ku ragu, kadang tak percaya, tapi ku yakin kau milikku. Kau membuatku bahagia di saat hati ini terluka. Membuatku tertawa di saat hati ini terbawa, terbawa oleh cintamu untukku. Terkadang ku ragu, kadang tak percaya, tapi ku yakin kau milikku. Kau membuatku bahagia di saat hati ini terluka. Kau membuatku tertawa, oh, 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 di saat hati ini terbawa, terbawa.
Office, Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world. Listener, now will present Indonesian wonder about tourism and local wisdom of Indonesian people.
Hello, VOI listener. Welcome back to Indonesian Wonder from Voice of Indonesia. Today, we take you to Kanto Lampo Waterfall. Kanto Lampo Waterfall is located in Banjar Kelotrangin, Bang Village, Gianyar Regency, Bali Province. It is only 30 km from downtown Denpasar City. Kanto Lampo Waterfall, although it's only about 15 meters high, has a quiet, unique, and beautiful appearance. Kanto Lampo Waterfall is special because of the presence of black rocks which are arranged randomly to form steps. This step causes the water that falls on the black stone steps to not make a roar, but it produces splashes of water from all sides, making this waterfall look very beautiful. The location of Kanto Lampo Waterfall, Bali, is surrounded by cool forests and shady trees. In addition, the water is very clear, making the atmosphere here even cooler. The curves made by the cliffs of Kanto Lampo Waterfall are indeed able to make its appearance even more enchanting. In the pool under the waterfall, you can bathe and feel the splashes of Kanto Lampo Waterfall directly. After playing with water and bathing, you don't need to be afraid of having trouble finding a place to change clothes, because at this tourism spot there are facilities for changing clothes. If you visit visit Kantolampo Waterfall, you don't need to bring food or drinks, because around the location there are already many stalls that sell many kinds of beverages and food. After you are satisfied with playing water and tired of exploring the tourism attraction of the waterfall and enjoying its beauty, you can rest while tasting Balinese cuisine and snacks which are provided at the stalls around Kantolampo Waterfall. Well, listener, that was Indonesian Wonder from Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Cegah penularan berantai virus COVID-19 dengan memakai masker secara benar. Maskerku melindungimu, maskermu melindungiku.
Masku wo choku yo shite COVID-19 no kansen kakudai wo fusegimashou. Watashi no masku wa anata wo mamoru. Anata no masku wa watashi wo mamotte kureru.
Wa qaw intiqal virus COVID-19 min khilal irtida'il aqni'ah bi shaklin sahih. Qana'i yahmikum wa qana'ukum yahmini.
让正确佩戴口罩，以防止新型冠状病毒肺炎的传播。我的口罩保护你，你的口罩保护我。
Evite la difusión del coronavirus. Cortar la cadena de transmisión usando máscaras correctamente. Mi máscara te protege, tu máscara me protege.
Forco the getting over bragging van COVID-19 door een masker te dragen. Mijn masker beschermt u, uw masker beschermt mij.
Empêchons la propagation du coronavirus COVID-19 en portant correctement les masques. Mon masque te protège, ton masque me protège.
Verhindern Sie die Übertragungskette des COVID-19 Virus durch richtiges Tragen von Masken. Meine Maske schützt dich, deine Maske schützt mich.
Prevent the chain of COVID-19 spread by wearing your mask properly. Your mask protect me, my mask will protect you.
Well, listener, the next segment is Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia. In this program, we will introduce you to some Indonesian vocabularies and expressions, and we invite you to speak in Indonesian. This program is a cooperation program between the Voice of Indonesia and the Department of Language Development and Language Education of the Indonesian Ministry of Education and Culture.
Voice of Indonesia.
This is Voice of Indonesia with Let's Speak Indonesian, a program that introduces the Indonesian vocabulary and guides you to speak in the language. Mari Berbahasa Indonesia, or Let's Speak Indonesian, is a joint initiative of Voice of Indonesia and the Language Development Agency of the Indonesian Ministry of Education, Culture, Research, and Technology. Today's topic is about stay at the hotel, so stay tuned. We are going to present you a conversation entitled Saya Sudah Pesan. Saya Sudah Pesan, which means I have ordered. This conversation happens between Dev Singh, a tourist from India, and a hotel receptionist. Let's listen to the conversation.
Apakah sudah pesan kamar?
Ya, saya sudah pesan melalui aplikasi.
After listening to the conversation, now I'm going to introduce some vocabulary and expressions related to the topic of today. I'm going to say each word 2 times and you can repeat after me. Saya, saya, which means I. Sudah pesan, which means have ordered. Melalui aplikasi, which means through application. Saya sudah pesan melalui aplikasi. Saya sudah pesan melalui aplikasi, which means I have ordered through application. Isi formulir, which means fill out the form. Sudah sarapan, which means have had breakfast. Minggu lalu, which means last week. In the conversation, you hear the sentence, Saya sudah pesan melalui aplikasi. Saya sudah pesan melalui aplikasi, which means I have ordered through application. In the sentence, there is the word sudah, which means has or have. That is followed by pesan melalui aplikasi. Pesan melalui aplikasi, which means ordered through application. To tell about a finished activity, you can use the word sudah, which means has or have, followed by the finished activity. For example, pesan, which means order. Let's listen to the other examples of showing a finished activity. Saya sudah isi formulirnya, which means I have filled out the form. Saya sudah sarapan, which means I have had breakfast. To show a finished activity, you can add past adverbs of time. For example, minggu lalu, which means last week. For example, saya sudah pesan melalui aplikasi minggu lalu. Saya sudah pesan melalui aplikasi minggu lalu, which means I have ordered through application last week. Before we end today's Let's Speak Indonesian, let's listen to the conversation once more.
Apakah sudah pesan kamar?
Ya, saya sudah pesan melalui aplikasi.
Well, listener, that was Let's Speak Indonesian for today. Hopefully, this edition can be useful for those of you who want to know more about Indonesian language. I'm Rahma. Sampai jumpa.
penularan berantai virus COVID-19 dengan memakai masker secara benar. Maskerku melindungimu, maskermu melindungiku.
Masku ocaku yoshite, COVID-19 no kansen kakudai o fusegi mashou. Watashi no masku wa anata wo mamoru. Anata no masku wa watashi wo mamotte kureru.
وقو انتقال فيروس كوفيد-19 من خلال ارتداء الأقنعة بشكل صحيح قناعي يحميكم وقناعكم يحميني
رانج جان شوي بي تاي كو جو إي فان شي سين سين غوان جوان بين دو في ين دا چوان بو ودا كو جو باو هو ني ودا كو جو باو هو و
Evite la difusión del coronavirus cortar la cadena de transmisión usando máscaras correctamente. Mi máscara te protege, tu máscara me protege.
Voorkom de ketting overdragging van COVID-19 door een masker te dragen. Mijn masker beschermt u, uw masker beschermt mij.
Empêchons la propagation du coronavirus COVID-19 en portant correctement les masques. Mon masque te protège, ton masque me protège.
Verhinder Sie die Übertragungskette des COVID-19 Virus durch richtiges Tragen von Maske. Meine Maske schützt dich, deine Maske schützt mich.
Prevent the chain of COVID-19 spread by wearing your mask properly. Your mask protect me, my mask will protect you.
Apa yang harus ku katakan?
You are still tuned to the Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the World at frequency 3325 kHz and www.voinews.id. Listener, the next segment is Music Corner about music information.
Voice of Indonesia.
Hi VOI listener, today's Music Corner presents you a keroncong song entitled Rhapsody by Soekardi. One of songs with meaningful and timeless lyrics is the original keroncong Rhapsody. Rhapsody is a popular original keroncong song which has a strong moral message from verse to verse that can inspire you to feel the beauty of keroncong music again. The original keroncong Rhapsody was composed by W.S. Soenardi. He is a true artist, selfless and helpful, with hundreds of Indonesian keroncong songs. Well, listener, here is Soekardi with the keroncong song Rhapsody.
Nada permeti
From Jakarta, here is the Voice of Indonesia with English program.
Oh,
Indonesia will soon have a new capital city, Nusantara, Indonesia. It's located in the heart of Kalimantan, the center of the archipelago, from Sabang to Merauke, from Miangas to Rote. New smart metropolis is the concept. The new capital city, Nusantara, a global city for all.
Voice of Indonesia.
Well, listener, it is time for me to sign off now. Keep listening to our program at www.vnews.id or shortwave frequency 3325 kHz. Don't forget to check out our Facebook, The Voice of Indonesia, and Instagram, voice.of.indonesia. Also, send your reception report to voi@vinews.id. I'm Putri Safitri Adela. See you on the next English program.